The big Hollywood movies this week are action pictures, Hellboy, and Walking Tall, but there are a number of art house films opening as well in select cities. Critic Bob Mondello says that for audiences in a quieter frame of mind, a new Korean picture offers a gentle but eventful look at life. It's called Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring.
The lake is pristine, surrounded by forest high in the mountains, and so tranquil its surface might as well be glass. In its center floats a one-room Buddhist monastery with two occupants, an old monk and a child, maybe 4 years old. The film is divided into chapters that follow the seasons of the boy's life, and this first chapter is his blossoming spring. Even at such a tender age, he's comfortable enough with animals to grab a poisonous snake and toss it aside, but he's not really aware of the impact of his actions. When he ties a rock to a snake, for instance, and another to a fish, it doesn't occur to him that he's being cruel, only that their attempts to free themselves are funny. Time for a life lesson. That night, the old monk ties a stone to the boy's back while he's asleep. Then in the morning, when he complains that it's heavy, says he'll untie it only after the boy has found and freed the animals. If any have died, he notes quietly, you'll always carry that stone in your heart. Tough lesson, but one that's likely to stick. The next chapter is summer, and the boy is now 17 and experiencing some new feelings with the arrival of a teenage girl at the monastery, feelings he's as clumsy about expressing as he was when dealing with animals. This summery fling may lead the boy away from the lake, but fall finds him returning, anxious to atone for a particularly violent sin of his youth, and as it tends to do, life goes on. Now, I know this sounds a little precious as I'm describing it, hard to imagine a Hollywood studio bankrolling a picture about life's seasons, but writer-director Kim Ki-duk turns a very small story into a surprisingly intense distillation of what most of us experience, all of life's angers, sorrows, and joys, without the everyday distractions that make them blend into each other. As you might expect, this throws small details into bold relief, from blood staining a knife blade to the way the floating monastery turns to face different shores. Buddhist philosophy notwithstanding, and what I don't know about that subject fills volumes, it's hard not to be caught up in the beauty of the images in Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring. The old monk painting sutras on the monastery's floor, for instance, creating hundreds of delicate Chinese characters with a cat's tail dipped in ink, the cat sitting serenely in its master's arms, apparently feeling as content as, I guess, I was at that moment, just watching the seasons change. I'm Bob Mondello.